Good writing avoids repetition. Decent copy editing skills help us hone our words, making sure what we say is succinct and clear. With famous red pens, we remove redundancy and that which is unnecessary from our academic writing. Strong prose says what it has to say with the least number of words possible. So did Jesus, or the author of today's gospel, need an editor? Because he seems to be stuck on repeat in what we hear. Jesus uses phrases about eating and drinking back to back. It seems he's saying the same thing over and over again, just slightly reworked. Maybe it wouldn't be so noticeable if it weren't about flesh eating and blood drinking, but the reiterations are jarring and make us wonder. And perhaps that's exactly what they're designed to do. The most powerful speeches in history have used rhetorical repetition to make formidable points. Speakers grab our attention with recurring sounds, words, clauses and phrases, and ideas. They not only emphasize, but they also help us remember the point. Saying something again and again gives listeners a chance to review, to reconsider, and in many cases, we're more likely, more readily willing, to accept a speaker's truth. So hearing this duplication and retelling in today's gospel should make us take notice. Jesus is trying to get us to retain something. In particular, Jesus is talking about sustenance. When those who asked him about it seemed confused, Jesus could have easily reframed his message. Maybe changing tack would have helped them understand it better. Instead, Jesus doubles down, actually triples and quadruples down. What people eat and drink is a key concern. This is up close and personal, hands-on and participatory, consuming and intense. If we're interested in the stuff of life, that which feeds us, then coming to the banquet must be a regular practice, not some sideline or semi-infrequent occasion. And when we do show up, we must come hungry, bringing our healthiest appetite, ready to eat.